Saturday, May 14th, 2022. Ending the week with a heavy day. You're welcome. It's going to be a blast. 5x5 back squat, a classic heavy day. Last time we did this exact rep scheme was on October 23rd, 2021. I'm going to go back into the BTWB app, check how did the loading go for you, how long did you rest between lifts, all that kind of good stuff. If you haven't, please watch the video attached to today's training entitled How to Approach Heavy Days. It covers warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods, all that critical information. It's Lynchpin Conversations number 113. Okay, so video obviously still showing the back squat. Super Fitness Robot would be holding 70% or more of your one rep max across all those sets of five. More likely is being anywhere at 50% or higher. Wildcard option, hang squat clean, five sets of five. That could be really fun, right? Video showing that movement there. And then scaled option, still the back squat, 5x5, because all you need to do to scale this movement is just keep lowering the loading. Lighter, lighter, lighter. Empty barbell, broom handle. Make it just a technique day, and you can have almost anybody in the face of the planet do an appropriately challenging 5x5 back squat day. Walk out of the gym better at the back squat than you walked in, whether that's strength-wise, technique-wise, your central nervous system firing, it just clicks. That's a good day in the gym. Limited equipment option. No heavy barbell, but they're going to get strong. Not for time. 50 dumbbell squats. That's a pair of 50-pounders for men, a pair of 35s for women. And then, why not just hold on to those dumbbells? That's a joke. It doesn't need to be unbroken. 50 meters of a dumbbell walking lunge. Front rack, in the hang, you're lunging with them. It's going to do the trick. We've got a video showing both of those movements. Even though it's not for time, I know I always try to give you the Super Fitness Robot times because people like that stuff, so it's not for time, but if you do run the clock, 6 minutes and 30 seconds or less would be Super Fitness Robot. More likely, neighborhood of 12 minutes. No equipment workout for the day. Not for time. 100 meters of a walking lunge. Rest 2 minutes. 100 air squats. Rest 2 minutes. And then a parallel air squat hold for 2 minutes. So that means you're just holding your squat in the bottom at parallel for 2 minutes. Probably won't be able to do that unbroken. You'll accumulate it. And you're holding down there with tension, not with your hamstrings resting in your calves and your torso folded over like you're catching for the Red Sox or something like that. I mean, you're down there with tension and you're active and you try to hold that for 2 minutes. That will get your undivided attention. Accessory work, optional as always. Pistols, aka one-legged squats, 20 to 40 on the right leg, 20 to 40 on the left leg. Certainly does not need to be unbroken. Video showing that movement. Then there's an either or, you'll pick one of them. Either the L-sit, accumulating 1 to 2 minutes, a video showing that movement, or sandbag or a D-ball bear hug static hold. You choose the loading, accumulate 3 to 5 minutes in that position. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then you're going to stretch, wall stretch for the leg, and foam roller for the back and lats. Unbelievable, but we're halfway through May. Thanks to everybody out there all around the world, the amount of countries and astonishing, awesome people doing Lynchpin blows my mind. Thank all of you for allowing me to be part of your fitness journey, and I never lose sight of the fact that it's all of you that make Lynchpin as special as it is and make me really look forward to interacting with everybody every day. So, keep being kind to each other, enjoy your rest day tomorrow, and I'll see you on Monday.